ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Are you? I notice it's raining outside.
Yeah, it's raining now, on and off.
Apparently, it's only in these parts. Your dad's sending me a picture of this beautiful fish he caught out there this morning. Just out there having a great old time fishing.
He was
Papa
Kleber,
huh?
He did not go. Did he go fishing? He left at 6 o'clock. Not to go fishing. To go to the doctor.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Well, you know,
you can hear me.
The fish today, he's the doctor away, right?
The camera Wednesday.
And I work.
Unbelievable. He literally, we were all concerned about him this morning because we thought something might have been wrong.
I'm sorry, Dean. I didn't mean to out you. My bad. I was congratulating.
Unless that's an old picture.
It could be an old picture. I don't know. All I know is I was like, it's pouring here. Apparently, it's not in the North Shore.
What is he doing?
Hey, see,
Papa Cleaver, go home.
Words of wisdom.
Peace and happiness forever.
I think Papa Cleaver has earned the right to be able to tell you guys I got somewhere to be. Well, when at times maybe that somewhere to be happens to be the lake. On a boat.
Unbelievable.
Well, hey, look, we all will strive one day to be at that place, right? I've told you this already. My 50th birthday, I told my wife I want a boat. And I know all these people out there listening, don't get a boat. Happiest day of your life is when you get it and sell it. I know, I've heard all the stories. I heard it's maintenance out the wazoo. Everything, I understand. So we enjoyed like 3 years and then I'll sell it. Just want to enjoy it for a little bit. Also thought about a CD. Everybody's like, don't get that. If you don't try and do things, then, you know, you're always going to be wishing. Does that make sense?
And then when you're dying, you're going to, man, I wish.
Exactly. On the deathbed. I wish I could.
All right, let's not go down that dark road.
I don't know why you don't want to brought that up. I was just going to say,
along
that road, I was going to say, unless you're a Pels fan and you're wishing for a head coach. Who's the head coach?
We don't know.
Basketball
no one wants
team.
To coach this team.
What's the plan? We're going to dive into that because a couple of developments have happened. No. No one's been hired. Yet. Jordan, I thought about this yesterday when the news of Jacques Vaughn pulling himself out of consideration. Now, several people are reporting nationally and locally that, no, it truly was a family thing. He feels comfortable in Brooklyn. There's part of me that I'm sure that has something to do with it, right? But the right fit, I have a hard time believing that people wouldn't take a head coaching job. Now, he's been a head coach before. I understand that. Maybe part of it is, you know what? If we're not injured, we're steamrolling through the NBA and getting a championship. So maybe he's saying, you know what? It's being offered now. We'll get it next year, right? After we win an NBA championship. Because, Jordan, if Harden and I and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are healthy, the Brooklyn Nets not winning the title.
Well, they're winning it.
I mean
it's a cakewalk.
Okay, so that could sort of be that. But there's a local reporter that's throwing out a name that he's hearing a lot that we'll touch on here in a little bit. And that reporter's Fletcher from Channel 6. I know, Mr. Trade Machine, Mrs. All. I get it. I'm just telling you, this is what he's saying. And also in the story from Mark Berman from the New York Post.
Correct.
He put out there that, you know, Jacques was pulling himself out. But in the story, he mentioned another guy.
Yeah, Nets top assistant Mike D'Antoni interviewed for the Blazers and Pelicans job. Mm-hmm. That article was released yesterday. I just so happened to stumble upon it looking through it and thought that was interesting because I haven't heard anybody else tweet or mention Mike D'Antoni being interviewed by your New Orleans Pelicans, and that's a new name that I've heard.
Well, you know, and again, and that's why I know there's a lot of Pels fans going, I don't see anything. You know, look, sometimes it's kept in. He just responded to me, Fletcher 1230. Buddy, Fletcher 1230. We'll give you the number here in a sec, but just responded to me. So Fletcher will come on at 1230 because he mentioned not only the D'Antoni thing, right? That, you know, this is a name that is interviewed with the Pels, but another name, Jordan, that could be very familiar to Pels Hornets fans.
Willie Green.
Willie Green.
Three-point shooter.
Now, by the way, what did Pels name?
Three-point shooter.
I'm just making sure because, hold on, I got a lot of notes. Let me just go back here. It's been a while. J.J. Redick's last game. Did he, how many points did he have again?
Was it the one where he scored no points, or was it the one where was it two? And he's
2 points.
He's a 3-point
shooter.
Okay. The one before that, he scored. He was
just
on the,
making
he was on
sure
the bench.
Because, you know, Zion was upset, you know, that they got rid of J.J. I can't shoot a three Redick, but that's fine. Anyway, I'm not letting that go, by the way. Is that okay? Can it be my new Josh Hill since Josh Hill's no longer a member of the Saints?
Yeah, sure. How about it?
Can J.J. be my new Josh Hill? And the angst and anger. I mean, does Zion watch the games? Why are you upset? Anyway, this is neither here or there. We're trying to find the... Because this is the point. Who's coaching this team? Right? And the fit, more importantly, as well. And the reason why I have that, and we're going to talk a little bit about this as well, Jordan, is because Willie Green's not a name that we've really heard. Right? Even in the coaching circles of other teams that have had that, Jordan, have we? No. I don't think we
no,
really have,
No, I have not
right?
heard anything about
I mean,
Willie
not
Green.
Tied with the Celtics. Mm-mm. It was always kind of seeing Udoka. Or Carlisle, the Pacers coach there, makes a lot of sense. Kidd, his past and relationship with that makes a lot of sense. And Chauncey and Becky Hammon seem to have been the two favorites in Portland the entire time. I know D'Antoni, I think, what, had two interviews, didn't he? With Portland there as well. So, but... Not at Willie Green. So who's Willie Green? Where is he at? Well, in the comments of Fletcher's tweet, somebody posted and found the, what I'm assuming, Jordan, is the training camp interview, because it was posted in October of 2020 when it happened. And it's Willie Green sitting with the Suns reporter talking about the, you know, job, what he's doing. He's the associate head coach. Number two on Monty's bench.
Assistant.
But you're number two. If you're the assistant or the associate head coach, that means Monty can't coach, Monty gets tossed, you're the head coach. He's the number two on the bench.
He was also the G League coach. Monty Williams gave him that role as soon as he came in last
Which is interesting,
season.
And he also worked under Steve Kerr. My point is, we cut some sound that, you know, again, who is he, what does he do? And all this stuff. And I thought it was interesting on some of the aspects of it here. So we'll get to that. And especially with Fletcher as to what you sort of hear from that here. I do want to play at least maybe one. Because, again, I don't know if it's him. But Fletcher says he's hearing that name pop up a lot. And we're trying to see why, you know, that's the reason and what stands out with him. And I think one of the things that he was asked that stood out to me, Jordan, when I send you this, was what did he learn as a coach? Now, again, I have no idea if he's seriously being considered, if he's interviewed or not. I'm just passing along what Fletcher is saying, that he's hearing this name pop up a little bit more. Maybe they are going to interview. Remember, by the way, who plays tonight?
The Suns and Clippers.
The Phoenix Suns. He's kind of busy right now. So maybe that's part of the reason. But so I'm just saying this video surfaced of an interview before the season started, this season. And he spoke a little bit about some of the things that he does as coach and what is he like. And again, I'm just putting it out there so you can kind of maybe get to know as to why. You remember him as a player back in the day here with the Hornets under Monty Williams. But this is what he said he's learned as a coach.
Oh, that's a good question. I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is, you know, the greatest coaches or the best coaches aren't necessarily the ones that talk about X's and O's, but it's doing everything from a place of love. People feel that. And if I can develop a relationship with players, coaches, front office, and I can be critical, but out of love, I think they can receive it better. It's not how well I draw up a play or how much I get on you or discipline or how great I am, but it's how much people feel that you love them and care about them.
Man, there's a lot in that little bite right there. In there, 39 seconds. I've said this before, the guy you're going to hear introduced, or lady, I'm going to be fair here, right? But we haven't seen Becky Hammon, and the way you listen to David Griffin speak about Teresa Witherspoon, it's not her time yet, right? I'm just being honest. Something tells me you're going to hear a lot of the things that you heard Stan Van Gundy say. David Griffin, the day that they parted ways mutually, said there are a lot of qualities and things that he wanted and liked from Stan Van Gundy. This came down simply to me in my gatherings and speaking with people to a communication problem. A lot of the qualities you're going to want and a lot of the qualities you're going to require from players are going to be exactly what you're going to get in the new hire. Apparently, it's how it's communicated. They can seem very simplistic, but Jordan, let's be honest, not everybody's a great politician, are they?
No.
The ones that rise to the top or win top office are the ones that communicate. Period. There's been leaders at all different levels, organizationally, politically, financially, that have done similar things to other people, but I remember differently why, because they communicated better. People that turn things around and businesses around because they can communicate better. They understand, they hear your gripe or your request or know how to push you and motivate you a certain way. Because what's interesting is you hear him say that, it doesn't matter about the play. I've always said this when everyone criticizes how the Gentry knows basketball. You're not a head coach. If you don't know basketball, it's not that complicated. It's not that complicated. How you communicated? Are you calm? I've said this too. When Monty's mic'd up, you hear him on the sidelines. He's just calm. That's a different Monty than when he first started. Experience matters, which is why, again, when we go to the Saints quarterback situation, that matters. You have one guy learning to be a professional quarterback. The other has been. He's trying to refine it. That's a big gap, man. The thing with Green is you hear him say it doesn't matter. Now, yes, the X's and O's do, but how do I communicate? How do I get guys that, let's be honest, fans, didn't respond to the way Stan Van Gundy wanted to do things? He wanted you to play defense. He wanted you to pass the ball. He wanted you to film study. He wanted you to do, these are the same qualities whoever you're interviewing right now is going to ask of you. Some reason how he conveyed it didn't stick. Here's Green on what he's learned from Monty Williams.
Monty started with me early. You know, I came in as a rookie and we were together. We played together with the Sixers. And he was really tough on me as a rookie starting off. And I couldn't figure it out. I was like, why is this guy always on me about being on time and tuck my shirt in and this? And as I got to know him, I knew he was coming from a place of love. And then years later, I had an opportunity to play for him as the head coach in New Orleans. And the same thing, you know, he was even better. He's just a loving man, loving family. And, you know, whatever he does, he's always coming from a place of love. And then I had the blessing of working for Steve Kerr, and he's very similar. He can get on guys, but it's all coming from a good place. And I think, you know, those type of people make great coaches.
I got to give you right. I think right now the award of the day goes to Mr. Dean Kleber. Wow. I'm just saying. I really do.
It's you know, last time I caught a fish. It was probably
man,
when I went fishing with you.
My man's group texting us. This is called putting you in your place. This is what that's called. You. Get back home. Do what you. What did your dad just send us right now in a group text? What did you send us?
Pictures of fish.
He
red
said,
fish.
Not to change the subject.
Red fish.
But I'm killing them. Five casts, five reds.
That expletive. That expletive.
That dude just flat out said, you do what you're supposed to be doing today. I'm going to, listen to this. There's another fish.
Know your limit though, Dean.
Wow.
I'm going to get the game warden
on him. Wow. Wow, you got to narc
fish,
your dad?
I'm going to get the fish and wildlife on him.
That's unbelievable.
Better bring home the limit.
The jealousy out of you is something else.
Don't catch them all.
We'll have a little bit more in Willie Green coming up. Fletcher Mackel again agreeing to come on at 12:30. We'll touch on why he's hearing this name so much and would it be a good fit. That's not even our lead today. Our lead is up next, and it has to do with your New Orleans Saints. Somebody got paid. Mike Triplett next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Listen, when was the last time you spoke to someone that was 65 years old? And when you were done, you felt like the sense of loyalty. And we were all raised that way. That's why at Golden Motors, we have been around 65 plus years, and it shows. That's why we've been around so long. We cherish everyone that stops by and gives us the opportunity to let them join our Golden Motors family to make your next purchase as pleasant as possible. Give us a call for your next new Chevy or Buick, 985-325-1000, or visit goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
It's Mike to tell you for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You know, Streif stepping in as the assistant O-line coach has been big. You know, he was a huge mentor for me when I first came into the league. And, you know, he's got a wealth of knowledge as well. So, you know, I'm confident with our coaches. And, I think it's a really good situation.
That's Ryan Ramczyk a couple of weeks ago during media availability speaking about Zach Streif, and now Ryan Ramczyk has gotten paid. Joining us to talk about the big payday, Mr. Mike Triplett covers the Saints for your covers your New Orleans Saints for ESPN at Mike Triplett, the way to follow. And of course, just click the Saints tab on ESPN.com and you'll see all of Mike's great work. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Just waiting for that same phone call to come in that Ryan Ramczyk got. I like to think of myself as the Ramczyk of sports writers. So,
hey, I tell you what,
lucrative offer. Any minute.
Will Lutz has tweeted that he's looking forward to seeing what Ryan's going to buy him as well. So, I mean, you're kind of on the same ballpark right there. Look, this is kind of one of the things. This contract extension, 5 years, $96 million extension, $60 million guaranteed. He's the highest paid right tackle in NFL history. We kind of expected and knew this was coming. And I guess it's just tidying the house, finding the money, and then those people that have no idea how the Saints continue to do it get even angrier.
Well, look, I'm writing about that now, and that'll be up shortly. You know, the Saints for years have pretended like the salary cap doesn't exist, and they finally got burned by the pandemic this year. You know, the cap is supposed to go up $10 million every year. Instead, it went down by nearly $20 million, and that really hurt them. But it did not change their philosophy, which is we are not letting these elite players that we've drafted out of the building. We are not letting Michael Thomas out of the building. We're not letting Alvin Kamara out of the building. We're not letting Ryan Ramczyk out of the building. Marcus Williams out of the building. Now, they made a lot of tough decisions with players they normally wouldn't like to lose, like Janoris Jenkins and Emmanuel Sanders and, you know, Malcolm Brown and Josh Hill and Thomas Morstead. And, you know, they let Trey Hendrickson go, which I probably would have done in any year with the amount he got paid. But they said, all right, we are not letting these superstar elite players go that we've drafted, that we've built around. We're going to find a way to keep them and continue chasing NFC South titles. And you can argue this is an irresponsible way to run your salary cap. But they've won four straight NFC South titles. And you know, they say, we've got these players. We're gonna make it work while we've got these players. The other problem is not having players worth this much money, and they don't want to go down that road until they have to.
Yeah, and look, let's be honest. We've had tons of Pels fans, especially the last, 48 hours, say, you do whatever it takes to get Damian Lillard in it. You know, we had our mayor do a dance to try to get Russell Wilson. So you worry about how you afford it and with draft picks later. It's all about, obviously, now trying to win. You know, Mike, one of the things, and we'll get to the class here next, but just since Ryan was drafted, man, let's be honest. It's incredible how good he's been, right? I mean, like, it's almost like you have to double check and make sure it's not an error when you say he's won a season without giving up a sack.
No, he's ridiculously good. And now, I don't even know for sure that he's the best offensive tackle on the Saints, but because Teron Armstead's so damn good, but they're both in the top five in the entire NFL, I think, and what an incredible luxury. And that's why you go 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater and 3-1 with Taysom Hill and win over Drew Brees, even as he's getting older and has less mobility. When you have offensive tackles like that, he's a first-team All-Pro once, a second-team All-Pro twice for very good reasons. And look, right tackle used to be the kid brother position or whatever, but during the entire Ramtech era of the NFL, convince him that right tackle is any easier than left tackle, because that's where you see Khalil Mack, and that's where, mm-hmm. I mean, really everybody, you know, it's 50-50 whether you're going to see the best edge rush. You know, the blind side, that's changed when they all just line up against the left tackle. You see the best of the best when you're playing right tackle.
And his availability is just,
that's a good point.
He's been available more than any other player on this New Orleans Saints roster, it seems like. So I guess health also plays a big role in, this extension.
No question. Look, I mean, if there is a box, he checks it. Intangibles, tangibles.
Right.
Upside, potential to keep growing, potential to be great for another 10 years, health, what he's like in the locker room, intelligence. I mean, I can't think of a single question mark related to Ryan Ramczyk.
Speak with Mike Triplett, ESPN covers your New Orleans Saints. Ryan Ramczyk signing the big extension we've all been waiting for. 5 years, 90 mil, 60 guaranteed, about 19 and some change per year is the average. You know, Albert Breer put in a tweet what you and I have discussed for a while. That 2017 draft class is just absurd, right? And he's like, look at the second contracts, is what he tweeted this morning out of that. We're waiting to see what Lattimore gets. Ramczyk, 5 years, 96. Marcus Williams was franchise tagged this season, getting 10.6 for this year. Kamara, 5 years, 75. And Trey Hendrickson, as you mentioned, goes to Cincy, gets 4 years, 60 million. That's one draft class.
Ridiculous. Yeah, and I mean, Alex Anzalone was a starter in the NFL too from that same class. It's ridiculous. And look, when you talk about salary cap planning and budgeting, I think there was a philosophy at one time that maybe whenever Drew Brees retired, the Saints might regroup for a year, have a rookie quarterback that they're developing, catch up on the salary cap. But then you go and draft all those guys, and it's like there is going to be no rebuilding period in New Orleans. It's going to be reload and keep contending, even without Drew Brees. It'd be a disappointment if they're not a playoff team even without mm-hmm. Drew Brees this year, because that class was so good. 16 class wasn't bad either.
All right, Mike, I get made fun of, but it is what it is. This is where I'm at.
Sure.
We're 5 weeks from training camp week, and I get made fun of because all I crave and want is what some people may call useless pieces of video. But I got some video of Jameis Winston, baby, working with people. He's showing Tre'Quan Smith how to run a route at the goal line, back shoulder throws. He's sprinting right.
Little Jordan Humphrey,
I love
right
it. He's
there.
Wearing the helmets, man. I love seeing that. But in all honesty, I'm going to go back to what I was saying with Tre'Quan there. He's one of the guys that we're seeing. Or we're going to see if he takes that next level and step. And look, any kind of work you can get probably is better than not. And I like seeing Jameis Winston kind of breeze-like, showing him with his hands, grabbing him by the jersey. This is where I want you to go. And then working on those throws that Drew perfected, man. You know, where it's to a spot. And I just think as many times as they can do that, it's going to help, I think, when it comes to the season.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, in defense of Taysom Hill, who hasn't been putting these videos out regularly that you're not seeing, you know, guys work during the offseason. This is not all some brand new. He's not reinventing the wheel. Drew Brees has taken all the receivers to San Diego for 2 weeks every year, you know, while he was here. This stuff happens sometimes behind the scenes, sometimes on social media. So, you know, it's not revolutionary. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with you that every indication we've seen from Jameis Winston, from every interview he's given and what he said in those interviews, to these videos that we're seeing, to the obvious diet and physical training he's done to look like he's in the best shape of his career and a lot slimmer than we've seen in the past, to the humility he's shown by admitting, you know, what he needs to fix, to the humility he's shown by coming to New Orleans in the first place, to going and working with new trainers like Todd Durkin and Jay Glazer and all around the country. I mean, everything we have seen and heard from Jameis Winston just points to, man, this guy is going to give it every opportunity to turn around his career. And the potential is sky high. I mean, we know his shortcomings. We've seen him on display. But the potential is sky high, and he's doing everything you could ask of him to do to try to make this thing work. I mean, I would certainly buy stock in him now that he's working with the great coaches like Sean Payton and Pete Carmichael and everything he learned last year when Brees and Joe Lombardi were here too. It's hard not to get excited about the potential.
Yeah, no doubt. Final thing for you, Mike, and again, thank you for your time this afternoon. Do you think Lattimore is a wait and see, or is he another contract, or are we going to just play it out this year and then try to see if the Saints retain him or not?
Yeah, I mean, I would bet that he could be a wait and see, because I know for sure that he wants to be in that like $20 million a year range. You know, he just said it the last time we talked to him. He thinks he's the best cornerback in the NFL. He's shown glimpses of that, but I don't think his track record on the field yet has proven that he should be the highest paid cornerback in the NFL or number two or number three. And then obviously there's the off-field issue, the arrest. We don't know what the results of that are going to be with NFL discipline. So I feel like he could maybe vault himself into another financial tier if gets everything cleared up off the field, has his best season on the field. He could be the highest paid cornerback in the NFL by next offseason. I don't know I don't know what the Saints are offering. I don't know what Lattimore is asking for, but I would not be surprised if they don't decide, you know what, let's revisit this 6 months, let's prove it on the field, and let's, you know, see if we can get the Saints to invest even more. But, look, they didn't trade him in the offseason. They didn't try to trade him. When they had all these cap issues, they committed to him. He's part of their future plans right now, I think. So I wouldn't be surprised if it gets done. But that was always the one of the three, Ramchek, Williams, and him, that I thought might be the hardest to figure out what the exact number is. The Ramchek number was pretty easy. What should the highest paid right tackle make? Okay, that's it. We got it.
Yeah. I'm with you. Look, he's, as you said, if there's a box to check, he has. The Saints have just tweeted a picture of him signing, as you would expect. He's smiling, Jordan.
Oh, he looks and like Larry happy. Holder captioned in his tweet, he looks happy.
He looks happy, and we'll hear how happy he is. As Mike Triplett and others will get a chance to talk to him here in about 20 minutes. Actually, 10 minutes. So, Mike, I'm going to let you go because you got work to do. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. So Ryan Ramchick will be made available to media in 10 minutes. We'll have that sound here before the end of the show, no doubt. Probably in hour number two when Jordan gets that. Coming up next, though, Mr. Fletcher Mackel, got to be quick so he can get to Ryan Ramchick here as well. So quick break. what Fletcher knows, now let him go so he can go interview Ryan Ramczyk.
Get to work.
It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You're right, too, and at Fletcher WDSU is the way to follow Fletcher Michael over on Twitter. Of course, WDSU.com. Click on sports. You'll see his blogs and everything there. Fletcher, going to try to get you off here soon enough so you can go get into the Ryan Ramczyk presser, sir. Where are we? Where's the latest that you know when it comes to the Pelicans trying to find a head coach? Now, like, John Fallins pulled his name out of contention.
Yeah, I think that the focus should now shift for your listeners that are listening right now and following this to a man named Willie Green. And some fans that have followed the NBA closely here will remember Willie Green. Willie Green played here in New Orleans for the then Hornets during the 10-11 season, Monty Williams' first season. They went to the playoffs that year. They took the Lakers 6th. He was a veteran combo guard who played 12 years in the NBA. He has since moved into coaching. He was with Golden State. And for the last 2 years, he has been Monty Williams' associate head coach with the Phoenix Suns. And the Suns, obviously, now are in the Western Conference Finals. I think that the Pelicans, early on, had two very strong candidates. And it was Chauncey Billups, who took the job in Portland. And it was Jacques Vaughn, who truly, for family reasons, I am told, decided to opt out of jobs he was a candidate for as a head coach. So I think that Willie Green, I think Charles Lee is a name we have heard about, the Bucks assistant coach. But I think what's concerning about him is he's 36 years old, and he's not a former NBA player. He played at Bucknell University, and he played overseas before going to Wall Street and then getting into coaching. I do think when you look at Chauncey Billups and you look at Jacques Vaughn, both of those guys, former NBA players, assistant coaches, Jacques Vaughn even is a former head coach with the Orlando Magic, and it didn't work out. I think we are now narrowing the search, and Willie Green checks a lot of boxes. Young enough to still be able to relate to the players. He's in his 40s. 12-year NBA player who is now an accomplished assistant coach. I would put him as the leader in the clubhouse right now.
I see Ryan Ramczyk just started. You pretty much gave us all I need to know, man. If you want to call back and chat, you're welcome to, sir. I'm open for a little bit, but go see what Ryan has to do.
All right, I started 10 minutes early, Gus. Thanks for having me for at least a brief short time.
Not a problem. There he goes. Fletcher Mackel from WDSU. Yeah, I mean, it was scheduled for 10 minutes from now, but he's going now. There we go. All right, so but he did just kind of go with why we wanted to have him on and what he's hearing and why it checks some of the boxes there, you know, to why he maybe could catapult. And again, I'm going to be honest, I probably wasn't thinking or going into this area, right, with him. I mean, I didn't know that. But sort of like the baseball search for LSU, the head baseball coach, Jordan. I think, and I've said, go find a good coach. Go find a communicator. Go find a guy that can develop, but can understand the game today. And it's just different, isn't it? What did we watch last night in the College World Series?
Mississippi State making a comeback, well, so forcing a game three.
We saw it's real easy for Fanny to win when you have two top five picks, and Leiter and Kumar Rocker, who's going tonight, right? And then there's everyone else. Now, they kept rolling out freshman pitcher after freshman pitcher, which should make you feel good if you got to play Vandy the next couple of years. But it was, you know, errors in defense. I mean, point is, you can win with a Major League Baseball prospect that's going in the first round. Anybody can. It's developing. I'm not, and again, it's one of the questions of the day we threw out there, and I'd love to hear from you, Pels fans. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA on Twitter as well. The question is very simple. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, Pelicans fan Jacques Vaughn took his name out of the coaching hat. In Mark's article, he says the Pels interviewed Mike D'Antoni, and like we just had Fletcher Mackel come on and say, he says he's hearing Suns assistant Willie Green's name being mentioned a lot. So where does that leave you, Pels fans? What do you think of those two names, or do you want to see other names be considered as the next coach for your New Orleans Pelicans? You could comment at ESPN Radio New Orleans or call in 800-998-1003.
I mean, look, I'm just going to say it. I mean, you hear some of the reasons why Fletcher thinks he thinks it should be catapulted to one of the top serious consideration. Mike D'Antoni, two interviews with Portland, apparently, right? Like this go around from searches. Mm-hmm. He's coached a lot of places. Denver, Phoenix, back in the day, New York, Lakers, Philly, Houston, now with Brooklyn as an assistant. He was an assistant in Philly, an assistant in Phoenix before becoming the head coach there. He has a lot of wins, right? 672 to 527 losses. In the playoffs, he's 54 and 56. Again, nothing personal. But if I'm told, well, you know, it was the age gap or he couldn't communicate. D'Antoni's not the youngest guy. No denying he is an offensive-minded guy.
Offensive-minded. Okay?
Coach K had him on the Team USA squad, along with Monty Williams, by the way. Right? So Mike D'Antoni is absolutely respected as a good, if not great, offensive coach.
The only thing, better be putting up 140, 145 a
night. It's going to be a 142 to 135 game at the Smoothie King Center. So it can be. But here's the other problem. Again, I'm not saying he shouldn't be. But he's had Steve Nash.
James Harden.
I mean, he's had literally some of the top scorers. He's had shooters. In case you missed all of this past season of the New Orleans Pelicans, what did they lack, Jordan?
Shooting.
What's one of the three principles Mr. David Griffin says we need to fix this offseason?
High basketball IQ, shooting, and toughness.
And toughness. But what was one of them?
Shooting.
It's fantastic. You can bring a guy up here. He may have the best philosophy and X's and O's and how to do it and how to do it. Who's shooting on this team? So, I mean, again, I hear you, but then you better have the backup to provide the roster for him, right? You have to provide the roster. You can try to tell me, hey, B.I. and Zoe, they're going to be... There's no... Bombs away.
That's a scary thing. Yeah,
have fun with that. I'm just saying, okay.
I just the season.
I don't know. I'm told a lot in the last 2-3 weeks in speaking with people, off the record, via text, in person. What Fletcher just kind of said as well, and Joel will come to you in 30 seconds. He said, and I've been told, right, a former player seems to be something that these players on the staff, whether it's Zion, whether it's his family, they think a former player will help relate.
Well, then okay? that kind of goes against what David Griffin has been saying, because now he is listening to the players. And
he's full of it.
He has to.
That's what I'm saying.
He said that in his press conference.
I understand what he's telling you in the press conference. I understand that. But as I said, the day after the press conference when the Athletic article came out, things changed.
Yes.
Whether he wants to admit it or not. Yeah. And let's be honest, when he says there's no invisible clock, he did say that the day before the Athletic story came out. Would he answer that question the same now? I don't know. Because 24 hours later, unhappiness. Family members want him on another team.
Disgruntled.
Yeah. Oh, no. You got rid of JJ.
1 foot out the door.
Has he hit a three yet? I'm just wondering. I mean, is he
JJ Redick?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Joel from Metairie, maybe. Thank you for calling the Sports Hangover today. How are you? I'm not letting it go.
Oh, just living the dream. What can I say?
How are you, Joel?
For the love of God, do not hire Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni has squandered and wasted so much talent. It's not even a joke. Yeah. To be able to think of having this man as the head coach of a team that doesn't play defense already, and God only knows it would not get any better with that.
Let me put this in the background for you. Here we go. My doom music. There you go. This is how Joel feels about the possible D'Antoni.
Oh, my God. Mike D'Antoni has been, to me, the biggest joke of a coach who keeps getting a retread, that has never done anything. So why the hell we'd want that guy? You can't answer that question. I mean, nobody can. As far as positive things with the Pels, yes, I think the name of Willie Green actually really excites me. And it's something that I'd never heard until you just mentioned it a little while ago.
Did you hear the bites I played earlier, Joel?
Yes. I thought they were very well put together. Right. It sounds like something that can definitely appeal to this new generation of player. But one thing that I think gives him a caveat that other coaches will not give you is he has already experienced what he's coming into as far as being in New Orleans. And this is something we have a mindset, a culture that sometimes can be acceptive of not the best. And we just say, oh, well, that's how it is. That's how it's always been. And that's how we like it. So for other people to acclimate and then to be able to succeed in this environment that aren't from here or understand how we are is kind of hard for them. He's been here. He knows how things work around here, what the expectation of fans are, how they can be laissez-faire sometimes very much about their basketball team. But if you're winning, that we will support it no matter what. Here's a guy who will have the mindset not only to appease the talent on the team who's a former player who specializes in what we're lacking so desperately as far as shooting goes, but someone who now can also appeal to what are the fan base and living in New Orleans and what those pitfalls or potential problems could cause a team, and now he can relate it all across the board. And that's something that from every other candidate we've heard is not available in any of these other candidates. On top of that, we talk about shooting, and look, everything you ever hear about Fred Zivinton is great and wonderful. I know they were talking about him potentially being head coach, but I mean, when was the last time we had a really, really good shooter? And I know he's the shooting coach, and I'm not trying to dog the man at all, but I just didn't see where that really fit into. And sure, he can stay on the staff because obviously he's been here forever, pretty much almost since Willie Green was here the first time. So maybe that'd be a great addition to the team that way. We definitely would not want to lose Coach Boone. She heard the relationship that she has with the team seems to be invaluable, as well as what her basketball acumen is off the chart. But to me, this all seems like a good puzzle that would fit together well that could potentially bring the best out of what we have.
I'm with you. And that's why I'm looking at it. And again, when I was listening to that interview from October 20th, you know, it just stood out to me. The understanding of what it is to be an NBA head coach. It's different than, you know, being a college coach or something like that. It just is. And you have to understand your players. You have to understand that. And more importantly, I think what was interesting to me of all of the parts in the soundbite that really stood out to me, Joel, was when he said, you have to let them know that it's coming out of a place out of love. And I do think eventually they felt that Stan Van Gundy came from a good place, but you remember the Brandon Ingram sound where he said, I know where he's coming from, but it's how it's communicated. And as he mentioned, he got tough love as a player, and then he saw it, under Monty Williams as a player, didn't understand why he was getting that. So he figured it out though now. And that's maybe something that you could put an arm around a young player, Joel, and then say, look, this is what we had to do, you know, and it works. I went through it. It's different.
Definitely. I think he's going to be a guy that should definitely be on the map and someone that could potentially give us that edge to fill all the ticks, you know, the boxes to give us what we really need.
Hey, man. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate the phone call, sir. When we come back, we'll go more to your lines. 800-998-1003. Ryan Ramczyk is done. So we'll have that next segment as well as the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans. Chasing down everything I'm feeling.
I'm coming first and I'm the last one leaving. Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They cannot wait for you to stop in and take a look at their big town inventory and small town prices. Schedule your test drive today and let one of their trained sales staff help you every step of the way. Their skilled management team ensures that you'll have a phenomenal experience, whether it be sales, service, parts, or financing. Ford, the number one brand in America. Stop by today at Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. And when you make a purchase between now and June 30th, you'll be automatically entered to win $1 million. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wood.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Jordan Kleebe. Gus Kattengill with you and Metri. Dean Kleber enjoying his Wednesday. Don't you shake your head. Don't you shake your head.
Get back home.
I got another picture from Dean. Fish. Did you see?
I put y'all on.
That's a big fish. It's a big fish.
So
you know, he's your dad. He can do whatever he wants. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And he owns his own business, so he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Well, you should strive to be more like your dad. I'm just letting you know. It wouldn't be a bad thing. Sam, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you, sir?
Hey, Gus. Hey, Jordan. Who was it, Joel, a couple of calls ago?
Yes.
No more retreads. we're 0-for-2 on retreads.
Mm-hmm.
And like y'all bring up, Mike D'Antoni doesn't know what defense is, much less play it. So all of a sudden we sign up Mike D'Antoni, and everyone's going to be shooting three-pointers except for Steven Adams. Says the Easter Bunny. All right, so we're going to have to score 140 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not going to play defense. All right, who's the shooters?
Well, that's kind of important, too. I mean, you're hiring that coach, Sam, you have to rehaul that roster.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, Sam. Nate McMillan, Monty Williams, when you ever hear them
defense.
In game interviews, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Booker's lighting it up. But our defense says they will.
Defense.
You know what? Trey Young's really doing well. Capella's helped us on the boards. But our defense, like, they go right back in that little 15-second end-of-the-quarter interview coming out of commercial break. They find a way to throw the word defense a few times. And
what was that game the other day to where, like, Chris and Booker combined to be, like, I don't know, like 7 of, like, 40? Mm-hmm. And they won by 4 points because they played defense.
Right. Now.
All right. Now, I'm, you know, my opinion, you know, limited opinion. I don't know as much about basketball as Jake and everybody else and Ali and David Grubb do. But my limited opinion is Charles Lee, Jacques Vaughn, and how come we haven't heard Kenny Atkinson mentioned? Because he took Brooklyn from the bottom of the lottery.
Right.
Like number one pick to the playoffs in 2 years, and the only reason he got run off is that Kyrie wanted to fire him.
Well,
because he didn't like having to play defense.
Do you remember?
Now, I don't see any of our players on this roster firing a coach.
Sam.
I don't see any of our guys having that mentality. How come Kenny Atkinson is not mentioned?
I'm trying to tell you. There was one reason, and I don't know it for a fact, but earlier this week, I read the piece on Jacques Vaughn as to why some people really liked him. And it was something that was written for when he was in the bubble last year. And, and he was praised for being able to make in-game decisions, try different rotations, things of that nature. In that piece, it referenced Kenny Atkinson's lack of doing that. And, the lack of desire to make switches on the fly and to stay with rotations come heck or high water, specifically that wound up losing the game. That were specified. So I don't know. I'm just, again, using reasonable deduction here that if one of the reasons he was let go over there or why this writer is writing the praise of Jacques Vaughn is because he's doing the opposite of Kenny Atkinson. I'm with you. Look, they gained wins. They started to play better. That specifically was mentioned. Again, I have no idea that's not why. But keep in mind, not even just the Pell search, I haven't heard his name crop up with anybody else's search as well.
Yeah,
now,
that's
different fits.
Oh, it could be because
teams,
of what you're talking about.
It's
it could
be
because of the reason you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, which brings us back to Jacques Vaughn or Charles Lee.
Now,
Willie Green,
right.
How long has he been an assistant? I remember him as a player, but how long has he been an assistant? That's what I'd be concerned with is how much assistant experience he has so far, whereas mm-hmm. Charles Lee and Jacques Vaughn have a lot of assistant coach experience. So how long has Willie been assistant coach about?
Last year he was a player was 2014-2015.
So he's been a coach about 5 years then.
So I'm going to play a bite here in which he actually says he still has a lot to learn and why Monty has trust in him. So if you want to stick around and listen, here it is. I'll play it for you right now.
You know what?
Okay, well,
I'm still learning.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm not afraid to admit that I don't know everything. And I think Monty has faith that he knows I'll figure it out eventually. But it's so much to learn, and there's so many guys in this league that's really at a high level. And I'm just taking little nuggets from everyone and trying to continue to establish who I am and what I want to be in the future as a coach. But it feels good to know that you're coming in with somebody that believes in you, for sure.
Now, Let me ask you this, because you hear that. But again, I think it's as smart to be able to know what you're good at as knowing what it is that you can get better at or don't know. Right? It makes you a better person. I've always said this. Your best politicians, your best leaders in business, your best people that are quote-unquote good leaders or successful, you know what they do? They surround themselves with just as good, if not better, people. There's no shame in not only looking for help, but making sure the help you do get and the support you get is as good as it can be. That's actually incredibly smart. Again, let's just look across the parking lot. I don't think it's any coincidence that it was twofold. It was twofold, no doubt. Saints doing well, win the Super Bowl, doing well the year or two after that, should have won another one, and then, I mean, Wiley bleeping coyote off the cliff, the little cloud of smoke, the little poof, right? Why? Well, you drafted horribly. Like, you literally had two drafts out of four where there wasn't a single solitary member in football. At times, if not even on the for sure not on the team. If you don't think the draft matters in the NFL, I just went over what Albert Breer tweeted earlier. In the Saints 2017 class, Ramchek, second contract, 5 years, 96. He signed that extension today. Marcus Williams playing under the franchise tag, 10.6. He's going to get paid. Kamara, 5 years, $75 million deal in the second deal. And Trey Hendrickson signed a 4 year, $60 million deal with Cincinnati. That's one draft class. That was a franchise saving draft. Let's be honest. Franchise saving draft. When they're not even able to dress or even wear the long sleeve gold shirt that Trey Hendrickson wore before he got a chance to play, you can't win. So you have to be able to have good players and you have to be able to draft, but you also have to have good coaches. And in that time, the Saints went and started a couple of seasons. Remember the three seasons, which they didn't play very well? Jordan, you remember those three seasons.
7-9.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, the 7-9 season.
7-9.
Again, whether it worked or not, Lombardi left. Curtis Johnson left. Doug Monroe left. I mean, you had Dennis Allen. I mean, you had a lot of coaches leave. Mind you, when they came back, what happened? Yeah, Saints probably should have been in the Super Bowl a couple times here in the last couple of years. Right? I don't think it's coincidence. So, would it prevent you from hiring Willie Green if he doesn't have that experience? He is green, let's be honest. Pun intended.
Oh, my God.
See what I
God.
Do. There's a reason I'm on the show. Huh? Oh, come on, that was good. God. You didn't even think about that. Anyway. But if your key principle in hiring this next coach is communicating, you have the shot doctor in Fred Vinson. You have an assistant coach that people respect and love in Teresa Witherspoon. You've already told us, essentially, it's not her time yet. But your words, David Griffin, there's a special place in this organization for her. She's going to be coaching the summer league team. So you have good assistants in those two right there to continue to develop the shooting. You have the other one in Teresa that has the ear of the players and is helping them mentally in an aspect and even in the game. Make the associate head coach a veteran NBA coach, and you can absolutely hire, I think, Willie Green. Because the main thing, apparently, is to get Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram on the same page. If they feel that they can connect with him, that's your head coach. I don't think it's Mike D'Antoni. My opinion. Hour one in the books has been brought to you by The King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. For the world, I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name. And the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope... Designer face masks.
DIY haircuts. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718.